want to welcome you back this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And before we continue our conversation with Fred Claire, the former executive vice president and general manager of the Dodgers, we want you to join us online. We want to extend that invitation. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports and eRadioSports.com. And I want to welcome back in Fred Claire. Good to have you with us again, Fred.
Elissa, great to be with you.
Well, let's continue our conversation. We were just before we went to commercial break, we were talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers, their manager, Don Mattingly. He's in his fourth season. He receives a new deal. And I wanted to ask you, who do you think throughout the years, he's so well known in baseball, who has influenced his managerial style and helped cultivate his philosophy?
Well, I think without question, Joe Torre was the key person. And I think that Don, working under Joe, with Joe during Yankee years, and I don't think that you could have someone to guide you any better than having working for Joe Torre. Joe was very, very solid, had the respect of the players, and Don had the advantage of seeing that. And It was Joe who brought Don to the Dodgers. So the Joe Torre influence is certainly there, and Joe Torre's record speaks for itself, and the very fact that he will go into the Hall of Fame this year speaks mm-hmm. to the accomplishments of Joe Torre.
It does. Don Mattingly, you know, one more quick hit on this, but throughout the 2013 season, you know, he managed all last season without the assurance that he would remain at the helm. Were you a bit surprised by that, that they didn't get that solidified sooner?
Well, maybe a little, but mm-hmm. I think the Dodgers, you know, you always want to see how the season plays out. You always want to see what is transpiring. So a little surprised, yes, but you know, that's those things happen, and it ended well. But the Dodgers recognized the work that Joe had done. They saw that how he handled himself through tough times, through good times. He leads his team in the postseason play, and so I think that he received the reward that he deserved as far as the extension.
The 2014 Major League Baseball season is just around the corner. We're visiting with Fred Claire, the former executive vice president and general manager of the Dodgers at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So let's transition now and let's reflect, Fred, on your career in baseball as an executive. And what an amazing journey. That's all I can say. Because you started out, you have to share the story with our listeners. You started out as a Dodgers beat writer in the early 70s. How in the world did you end up working for the Dodgers and then what became their publicity director and then from there went on to be the executive VP? What a ride.
Well, it was an interesting journey, as you know. And I did start out as a with the Dodgers as a writer in the spring of 1969. Walter Alston was the manager of the team. Walter O'Malley was the owner of the team. Al Campanis, the general manager. And no sooner had the season gotten underway in 1969, then I was offered a position as director of publicity, and at that time the staff was very, very small. The front office was small, gave me a chance in that role to get to know Walter Alston, all the coaches, the scouts, the player development people, the ownership people, and ultimately I went from publicity director to vice president of public relations and promotions. And then in 1982 to executive vice president, where I oversaw the operations of the Dodgers. And from that point on, really had a chance to work closely with Al Campanis, who was our general manager. And then in the spring of 1987, was appointed the general manager. So I really felt that at the time that I became the general manager, I had nearly 20 years with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and at that point was fortunate to know all the people in the organization and spent a lot of time with the baseball people, because that's where the meaning of the business really is. So then became the general manager in 1987, and we were very fortunate then the next year to come back from two seasons of being 16 games under 500,
yes,
winning the World Championship in 1998. So it was a great journey, a wonderful experience, and nothing but great memories of those days. I loved each and every minute of every day with the Dodgers.
Well, I'm looking forward to reliving some more on those memories, but I have to ask you quickly, you know, with so many diverse experiences and with your background, did you have a deeper sense of appreciation for the job us journalists got to do, right? And you understand the media's role.
Well, I believe so. I always looked at that, though, as just what was really logical. I mean, I understood, you know, some people can become very upset with the media for whatever reasons. I understood that the media had a role, and so that never bothered me. I always felt that the media wasn't going to have any influence on whether you won a game or whether you lost a game.
Mm-hmm.
I was always and have been a very competitive person, and my desire would have been to play professional baseball or basketball. That wasn't going to happen at the talent level that I had. So it was more I never was distracted by it. I understood the media. I understood the role of the media. My focus was on the Dodgers winning games, and that was what I cared more about than anything.
Well, when you were the publicity director for the Dodgers, you wanted to get the team as much coverage as possible. What's your take on social media? Because it certainly has changed the way we get our news.
Dramatic changes. And the person who oversees the Dodgers publicity today, Steve Brenner, is someone I hired when he was probably 19 years old. And Steve has spoken about how the social media has drastically changed the landscape. And you know, as we realize, I mean, much of that has been in the last, certainly in the last decade, and even a shorter term than that when you think about Twitter and you think about Facebook and you
mm-hmm.
think about all the impact. And the key thing of that, Elisa, is that I think that you really have to educate your players about the impact of social media and have them have an understanding of what can happen in that area, because they can do a lot of harm to themselves. They have to give thought, the player has to give thought about what he is transmitting now. He literally becomes his own publicity agent in a way. So I think it's a matter of education. I think it's highly important for the athletes to understand a responsibility that they have with the freedom that they have.
Fred Clare with us a few more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And so let's flip back the calendar. Take us back to April of 87 when you take over as the general manager of the Dodgers. Were there some mixed emotions with that on how that all went down?
Well, it was there were mixed emotions because Al Campanis was a tremendous executive for the Dodgers. He, of course, went on the show in 1987 Nightline. I think Al was trying to defend the sport of baseball where there was no defense. That is basically why aren't there more minorities in executive and managerial positions in baseball? And there was no defense for that. More should have been done. More could have been done. And that applies right on through the years. Let's judge people on solely on their ability to do a job and have as much opportunity as possible. So there was that mixed emotion, but when all of that happened, Peter O'Malley called me and basically said from Houston, said, Fred, you have to take this job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took on that challenge and was driven to do everything that I could to improve the team. We were able to make a few moves. The first player that I signed was Mickey Hatcher, literally my first day on the job, who was to go on to help us greatly in 1988, made a trade a month or so after I became the general manager for center fielder John Shelby, because I felt we were really lacking in center field at that time. Later in the year, acquired Tim Belcher, who was a big asset for us in 1988. And then, of course, in the offseason, it was when we made the major moves. We had weaknesses at shortstop and a relief pitcher and a left-handed pitcher. We were able to do that with a three-way trade with the Mets in Oakland. And then perhaps the crowning part of all of that, as we look back now in history, was the signing of of Kirk Gibson. The team came together, and ultimately, in what turned out to be the final game of the World Series, Oral Hershiser struck out Tony Phillips. The Dodgers had won the World's Championship, and when I went into the clubhouse, Rick Dempsey, our catcher, Mike Socha had been injured. I reached in his back pocket and pulled out the final ball of the 88 World Series, put it in my hands, and said, Fred, this belongs to you.
Wow. 30 years in Dodgers blue with the former vice president and general manager, Fred Clair, and that remarkable finish in 88 when you guys won the World Series. Listen, we sincerely appreciate you dropping by. It's always a pleasure. I'm so glad things are going well for you, and we hope to talk to you again real soon, okay?
Anytime. Happy to do so.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.